Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a cool, clear night across Israel with a gentle breeze in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for a peaceful evening stroll or a quiet night indoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Gaza strikes continue as questions remain over proposed ceasefire implementation, according to Ynet from earlier today. Palestinian officials report 18 killed as Israel says it will not withdraw before Hamas surrenders its weapons under a proposed US-backed roadmap. Also, in the past hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that IDF's Gaza strikes interfere with efforts to disarm Hamas and provide medical care. Mladenov's comments follow an IDF announcement that it killed two Hamas commanders over the weekend. Also this hour, Times of Israel shares that a senior minister says Israel is not halting attacks in Gaza, with 9 reportedly killed in IDF strikes. Eli Cohen states the cabinet has yet to discuss the disarmament plan that Hamas agreed to. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that following reports of potential cyber attacks on the U.S. water sector, Israel confirms it thwarted cyber attacks by Iran. And finally, from earlier today, JNS warns that the illusion of peace cannot erase the reality of war. Diplomatic initiatives have not changed the strategic reality facing either Iran or Hamas. Reaction has been swift on social media. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator, posted just minutes ago reflecting on the Darfur genocide, drawing parallels with the situation in Gaza. He highlights how activists demand Israel be accused of genocide, yet the facts differ. Yashar Ali, a journalist, wrote just now, imagining how warm and toasty some people feel. Visegrad 24, a regional news account, posted recently about a queer German activist's remarks at a vigil following an Islamist terror attack in Berlin. The activist expressed a hope that the attacker was not a foreigner. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ongoing Gaza strikes, Ynet reports that the strikes are part of a US-backed roadmap demanding Hamas surrender its weapons. The proposal aims to pave the way for a ceasefire, but military actions continue. For civilians in Gaza, this means ongoing uncertainty and risk. Turning to the IDF's recent operations, the Jerusalem Post highlights Mladenov's concerns over the interference in disarmament and medical efforts. The IDF's announcement of targeting Hamas commanders raises questions about coordination with humanitarian efforts. This impacts humanitarian access in the region. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel mentions Eli Cohen's statement on the disarmament plan. Despite the reported deaths, the cabinet has not yet discussed the agreed plan. This leaves the situation in a state of flux, affecting both diplomatic and on-ground realities. In cybersecurity news, I-24 News shares that Israel successfully thwarted Iranian cyberattacks. This comes amid heightened concerns over potential threats to the U.S. water sector. Such actions underscore ongoing cybersecurity tensions in the region. Finally, JNS discusses the broader strategic reality. Despite diplomatic efforts, the article notes that core issues with Iran and Hamas remain unresolved. The persistence of these challenges underscores the complexity of achieving lasting peace. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Fatal has taken control of London's The Dilly Hotel in a major investment move. The Israeli hospitality group plans to invest approximately £220 million in renovations, signaling a significant expansion effort. Separately, Walla Business details Boeing's financial entanglement with the new Air Force One project. Boeing's loss is expected to exceed $3 billion, revealing challenges tied to the project, including an Israeli connection. And finally, Israel Hayom Business indicates that the Israeli tax authority is considering new taxes. Among the options are the return of inheritance and property taxes aimed at increasing state revenues amid ongoing war expenses. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.